There are a lot of different ways for all of us to try to stay fit on a regular basis, but a new study out of Ohio State University finds that even modest yoga can have a big health benefit. Joining us live is CBS correspondent Barry Bagnato, who's been looking into this. Good morning, Barry. Do you do yoga?
I don't do yoga, but I should.
Tell us why you should. What did you find out?
Well, not just because of this study that I should, but this study sure motivates people to maybe try yoga. In this study at Ohio State, there were 200 breast cancer survivors recruited. They were randomized into two different groups. In one group, the people did yoga, two sessions a week, 90 minutes each for 12 weeks. The other group was put on a wait list and to act as a control group. And what the researchers found was not only did yoga lower fatigue by 57%, according to tests used to measure that, but also they took blood work from each of these participants and noted that blood markers for inflammation actually decreased in the yoga group between 13 and 20%. And the researchers say this is the first major study using breast cancer survivors to note this distinct physical change.
Well, that's important.
It's very important because inflammation, of course, is linked to a lot of long-term problems, potentially heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, type 2 diabetes. So if you can use yoga, this fairly simple method, to reduce your levels of inflammation, it can have long-term benefits. And the authors do believe that these results can be applied more broadly, not just to breast cancer survivors, but to people generally.
Barry, did they study yoga against other forms of exercise? I mean, do you get the same benefit from doing, say, if you go running?
You know, that's a really good question, but no, they did not in this particular study. They wanted to look specifically at yoga. Now, these researchers have been looking at yoga before in different capacities, but they thought they would really put together a gold standard randomized trial to really test its benefits and to do that extra, take that extra step of doing blood work to see if there's a biological impact. And that's what they say is the strength of this study.
Yeah, that is the most impressive aspect of this, because it isn't someone's subjective feeling of saying, you know, I put in the time, I've done the yoga, I feel better. To see the blood work reflect that, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. You know, that people are going to say, you know, people who do yoga followers will say that, you know, they get great benefits psychologically from it. They do feel better. Some of the participants that we spoke to that took part in this study said they couldn't believe the benefit that they received, especially since their breast cancer treatment had raised their fatigue levels and they noticed a benefit from yoga. But you're right. You take the blood work, you see these biological markers decreasing, and that's a big deal.
Not only that, but yoga is so good for things like balance and flexibility and stress reduction.
It is, and once you start it, and I should be talking to myself here. Once you start it, you stick with it. People tend to stick with it, so it's a good habit to get into, and there do seem to be these long term benefits.
I want to see you in one of those yoga outfits.
No, you don't, Mike. Don't ruin your morning.
Barry, thanks so much. Always great having you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
CBS correspondent Barry Bagnato.